And we are live. Oh my gosh. I don't know where to start. But anyways, hey guys, welcome to, I guess you could say, my podcast. I think I know what I'm gonna call it. Has something to do with my name. By the way, my name is Abby, and welcome to Blabby Abby. It's a super stupid name, but it's 110% true because a little bit about myself. Growing up, everyone called me Blabby Abby because I always had something to say, and I would just talk about random stuff that had nothing to do with the conversation I was even in. So people always called me Blabby Abby, but that is totally beside the subject. I've always wanted to do a podcast. I've always actually, another little insight of my life, I've always done fake podcasts. Like, I'll just sit in my house and I'll pretend I'm recording a podcast when I'm really not. So, this one is indeed fact, recording live. So, I guarantee you nobody's gonna listen to this, but that's all right. Because if this is just me documenting my conversations, then that's great. I love it. But today's subject, or not today's subject, I feel like a teacher. This is not cool, okay? Let me try to be cool now. Okay, so the topic that I think I'm going to talk about today is, I guess summer. Like, I feel like summer is such a high expectation for everything. Everyone's like, oh, we're gonna do this summer. Oh yeah, I'm going to Bahamas, I'm going to Bora Bora, like summer's gonna be lit, blah blah blah. And then there's some people who don't get vacations at all at summer because they have to work or they have to, do summer school or whatever it may be. There's so many high expectations for summer, which is kind of ridiculous. Also, same thing with spring break too. But summer is our hot topic because summer is approaching us, guys. I'm bittersweet about the summer. Let's just say that. This year actually is gonna be good summer for, I guess, my per se, like, quote unquote, body goals. That's another high expectation, which is so ridiculous. I feel like girls and boys, get so beat, they just beat themselves down and get in this negative mindset of, oh, I don't have, the summer body goals. I can't go to the beach because, I quote unquote look like a whale, or people will be looking at me thinking I'm a seal or something like that, which is a totally bad headspace. There's no rules at all for the beach to look hot or look like a lifeguard, or you have to have abs, or you have to have a big booty or big boobs or whatever. And another thing is you have to look tan. Oof, that's a hard one, because I always say I'm the whitest of the whites because I am very pale. And that's another high expectation. Everyone wants to be tan, so everyone wants to have a great summer, all these crazy places to go. Two, people want a hot rocking, body. And three, everybody wants to be bronze, tanned, and gorgeous because, why not? So let's start with number one, high expectations for great summer destinations. Why do you have to go to all these great destinations? Are you going because you truly are curious about that place? Are you, trying to live up to society and be like, quote unquote, oh, I've, got life in the, like, I've got, I'm trying to think of what I'm trying to say. Like, is it a bragging thing, or is it just truly you have the money to go to Bora Bora because it's that so That is phenomenon. Like, you go to Bora Bora, you spend that hard-earned money that you've worked your booty off and go to Bora Bora, you know? Or are you just like, for Instagram? Oh, I want to get Instagram pics. I know, and that's a huge thing right now because Instagram is such a big social media platform for influencers, and there's nothing wrong with that. That is a great, it can be a great opportunity. I mean, how many times have you looked on Instagram and seen all these influencers and stuff like that? So many. It's a great opportunity. But social media can be such a great thing, but yet for you, it can be also a very negative, dark, deep hole of jealousy and negativeness. How many times have you scrolled on, Instagram? I'm like, oh, she's at the beach and she looks freaking hot. She looks freaking tan. She's in Bora Bora and she's got abs. Like, and then you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, well, I'm trash, so I'm not doing anything this summer. That right there has got to stop. That is, why are you beating yourself down? Comparing you to her or whatever is so mentally toxic. And don't worry, guess what? I'm admitting it. I'm guilty of that too. I feel like everybody on this planet is guilty of that at some point. But yeah, there's no rule in life saying every summer doesn't have to be the best summer ever. Because how many times have, I mean, I've done this in high school. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be the best summer ever. And it turns out to be terrible. Like, I remember one summer I was like, yeah, this is the best summer. Like, the start of it was amazing. And then all of a sudden, it was just like bad. The rest of my summer, I mean, it wasn't that bad, but like, it felt like my rest of the summer was completely gone. But I just feel like we need to stop with these high expectations because why can't we just live life as it is? Like, just take one day at a time. And if you only focus on one day, you don't have to worry about the next 3 months of your summer of being the best ever. Because I feel like when you have high expectations, I'm sorry to say this, but it's gonna be lowered immediately. Because how many times you're like, well, I mean, this, and then guess what? Life comes in and it's like, ha, change of plans. Your AC broke, or your car broke down, or medical emergencies or whatever, and you're like, ah, and then you're down in the dumps because you had your expectations so high. So, I mean, I'm still trying to figure this out on myself, but how do we just live life day to day without having any high expectations? Because if you just have a mediocre, like, oh yeah, we don't know what today's gonna bring, and then when something amazing happens, you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, that was the best thing ever. And you're gonna be surprised and you're gonna feel immensely great because you weren't expecting it and then it did happen and now you're like, oh, that is amazing. Say you're just like walking down the road and you get a phone call from your grandpa and you're like, hey, we're going on a cruise. We bought you a ticket. Like, hello. Yeah, which that would never happen to me, but that never, you never know. It could happen to you. So I always say take one day at a time or focus one day at a time. Because why do you need to worry about 17 days from now if you're gonna have a good time versus enjoy being in the moment, in the day that you're in? Worry about today, So there's that about high expectations for summer, about trips and traveling, and which traveling is great. If you have the money or whatever means you have to go travel, go do it. Last year, I went to California for the very first time, and guess what? I worked my butt off to be able to afford that. And it was amazing. It was worth every single penny. And when you work hard for it and actually it happens, you enjoy it that much more because you knew you worked for that. And, there's been trips where people have paid for it. And of course, I'm very appreciative of, and I enjoy it so much. But it's like when it's your hard-earned money, it's like, yeah, I did that. And then you just enjoy that much more. So I think I've talked about topic number one the best I can. So just live life in the moment, which is, super like cliche and stuff like that. But it's so true. I was like, yeah. But it is so true. I'm very guilty of it. And it's something I'm actually working on right now because it's hard. So, topic number two. hold on. I'm suffering from allergies right now, guys. I'm so sorry. The state of North Carolina's pollen is not very kind. but topic number two was body goals. Oof. That is such a touchy, maybe not controversial topic, but it's definitely something that I feel like everybody on this planet has at least dealt with this. Here's my thing. If you want to have a, quote unquote, summer bod, don't wait for summer to be over to start. Start now. You may not necessarily be where you want to be in this summer, but it's better than being where you are right now. So, say you start today and you have a really cool vacation coming up in July. You're like, ugh, I'm not going to be, this skinny or this body fat percentage, or I'm not going to have this certain amount of muscle on me or abs or whatever. Let me tell you, abs are freaking hard. I don't even have abs. It's such a, like, you're only cool or you're only hot if you have abs. That's so not true. 100% true. And it's like not even anyone has told us that. It's just that's what society makes it up to be. Well, freaking don't listen to society because what does she know? All she is out there is to ruin people's lives and make them miserable. So don't listen to her. But say you have a rocking cool Bora Bora trip set for July, and you're like, I am nowhere near my goal. Start today. Because at least you're going to be 15 to 20% or 5%, 10% closer to that goal than it is right now. And if you don't do anything about it, motivation is the hardest thing ever because what I've learned is it's not motivation that keeps me going every single day, it's discipline. Motivation and discipline are two different things, obviously. Motivation is, when you're like me this week, my body was just, it was rough this week for my body. But what motivated me was the way I feel after working out is amazing. I feel like accomplished. I feel like I can conquer the world. So that feeling after I work out is what motivated me. Now, discipline is something that you have to create in yourself that I'm working out this day, this day, this day, this day, and you actually follow through and do it. That's discipline. You don't even have to think twice about it. You have to work out today. And you're like, I'm working out today. And it's become such a passion of mine. I love to work out. And I love to see results. That is what keeps me motivated as well. Of course, we're gonna have rough days in the gym where it feels like you can't freaking do anything, and you're like today. I have been practicing double unders, been doing great these past few days. Today, I could not get a freaking single one, and that was driving me crazy. We have rough days in the gym where nothing goes our way, but 5 days later, you have a banging gym day, you learn how to do double unders, you can do this, you can do that, and it's just like you have so many highs and lows in the gyms. So it's like, don't let one bad day affect you continuing to work out in the gym. Anyway, so back to discipline. It truly has to be something that you want. I've noticed that. I've learned that. Because if you're just working out to, you know, impress Sally down the street or whatever, then it's not going to be real. I'm just saying that. I don't want to sound mean, but it's true. You have to do it for yourself and nobody else. Because I learned if you do it for somebody else or because, you know, it's not going to last or it's not going to stick. So my suggestion about, you know, body goals, just start now. Start today. Do not wait. Because at least if you work out, even if you do something small, like go around the block, it doesn't have to be like, oh, I have to join a gym right now. You know how many tools you have right now to go look at workouts? And I know people are like, oh, I'm scared of the gym. I was there too. It's hard. It's a mental game because you think everyone's going to be looking at you and judging you. And I still today have that issue when I do go to the gym. Luckily, I have a gym in my house that I have started to create. So I do work out most of the time at my house. Every once in a while, I go to the gym because I need to do some things that I yet do not have in my gym. But just remember, everybody is at the gym for the same reason. One, to lose weight. Two, build muscle. Three, that's it. Just, they're doing something for their body, same as you. So if they look at you weird, bye, honey. Like, I promise you, and let me tell you, I'm telling myself this now and telling you guys, that nobody's listening, but if they look at you, I guarantee you, they're just looking around because there's nothing else to look at the gym. When you're working out, you're just kind of like moving your head around because there's nothing to look at, you know? You're not really on your phone because you're working out or, yeah, so guess what? There's been times where I've caught people's eyes. I'm like, oh my God, they're looking at me. I'm like, terrible. Am I doing this right? But I know I'm doing it right. I'm like, no, like, just chill. Like, if they really had a problem with you, they would come up and say something. Because guess what? There's been times where people have came up and corrected me on a workout, which is ridiculous. And half the time, I just ignore them. I'm like, uh-huh, okay, thanks. I'm very rude to people in public. Not really, but like kind of. Like if I don't know you and you're correcting me or doing something, especially when it's a guy, I'm like, okay, bye. Yeah, who cares, right? You're in there for yourself, so don't worry about anybody else. Because their opinion or whatever they're thinking in their head doesn't matter. Just get that in your little head. So, body, yes. So what I have to say today is, yes, you may not necessarily be body goals this summer. You can be 10% closer to your body goals or 15%. So when you're working on this year, this goal throughout the year by next summer, if you stay disciplined and if you stay with it because it's something that you truly want, I guarantee you next year by summer, you're going to be 100% there, 95%, maybe 90%. At least it's closer than it is right now. Because right now, you're 0% close to your goal, right? And if you feel confident in your body as it is now, you're like, well, I don't have to change, or I can go to the beach looking, you know how I am. So be it. You go to that beach. You enjoy yourself. Because guess what? There's no rules to You have to look this way to go to the beach. Instagram or just social media portrays that. And they are wrong. 110% wrong. They're the reason, social media is the reason why people get eating disorders, mental, just bad mental health. It's because they see what's on Instagram and they think that's what they have to be. And that is 110% wrong. I'm telling you that it's wrong. Because don't waste your opportunity to go to the beach or to go to the pool or to go places because you feel like you don't look the part. Well, honey, there ain't no part to fulfill. You just go as you are, and that's how it is. There's been so many times where I haven't wanted to go to the pool because of how I look, but then I have to realize, am I really going to turn down an opportunity to go somewhere with people because of how I look? Would I really want to go there? Then I say, you know what? I'm healthy. I have nothing wrong with my body. I'm going to the pool. And the pool's just going to get what it's going to get. And it's so hard. It's so hard to look. I keep referring to Instagram because it's true. It's so hard to look at these people on the beaches and the pools. And you're like, oh my gosh, they're so perfect. But you don't know what they're going through. They could have a terrible, miserable life. They could have health issues. They could have, you know, you never know what's going on in somebody else's life. Like, you just see their highlight reels. You just see what their best life looks like. But in reality, you don't know exactly what's going on. So if you know who what's going on in your life and you may not look like her, screw it. Go to the beach, go to the pool how you are. Because you got to love yourself. Love yourself. Do you guys remember that? Like, I don't think it was a meme. I think it was like a video where it's like, love yourself, accept yourself, or something like that. It was like some guy, like, I think he was protesting or something, and it was a video. I just remember it sitting on Facebook. Anyways, so topic number three, this has to kind of still do with self-love, is, oh, you have to be tanned and bronzed and glowy and just look like a freaking beach babe. Wrong. You know how many times I sat out in the sun trying to tan and I've just burned and burned and burned, and guess what? Peeled immediately. Did not even keep. Normally burns like kind of sort of turn into tans. You get a little shade darker. No, I'm a burn and peel repeat type of person. So imagine me. I'm like very fair skinned. Like I said, I'm the type that burns and peels. You know how many times I've sat out in the sun putting SPF 15 on my body and letting myself burn, and it wouldn't do anything, and I would get mad. It was a waste of time. I knew I was never going to tan. I can't tan to save my life. So that right there, immediately, insecurity. I'm with all these tan people. People are like, well, let's go to the tanning bed. I'm not going to go to the tanning bed. I'm sorry. Like, if you go to the tanning bed, that is 110% okay. Like, you do you. For me, with how fair my skin is, I'm not going to risk getting skin cancer just because I want to look tan for one summer. You know, not worth it to me. So years I hated summer because of how pale, quote unquote pale, I looked, and everyone, and this was also a leading thing that boys only like tan girls. That is wrong. Why does this, like, it shouldn't matter if a girl's pale, tan, black, you know, Asian, you know, no matter what their race is, it shouldn't matter. And that's not true at all. It's ridiculous how people get in your head like that. But anyway, so it took me years to accept the fact that, I'm fair skin, I am porcelain, not pale. Don't use the word pale. That just makes you feel like you're sick and you're deathly. I am porcelain skin. That sounds much better. I'm a porcelain doll. I'm very fragile. No, and I like being porcelain. It's been a completely like flip-flop from hating myself during summer because of how pale or porcelain I was or fair. And I feel like, nobody's gonna like me because I'm fair. They're just gonna go, to my sister, my friends because they're tan. So it has changed completely to now. I am rocking shorts and tank top right now, literally as I speak. And I'm gonna go out, and if I blind people with my paleness, I'm sorry. Psh, not my problem. Find some sunglasses then. But no. You gotta embrace, like, sometimes your insecurities become your things. Like, I used to hate my ears, but my ears don't bother me anymore. I used to hate being pale. Guess what? This is who I am, and I love who I am. I love being, I don't have natural red hair, but I dye it, so I am a fake redhead, and I love it. So, and I like being fair. It's something that I've had to learn how to love within myself, and that takes time. Basically, everything I'm telling you today, it takes time, so better start now. But this is just something that's been on my mind, and I'm embracing it. And people ask, "Do you hate being pale, or do you hate being so like fair skinned?" And I was like, "No, I have learned to embrace it. It's who I am." And I love it. And if everybody hates that I look so pale and like, why is she wearing shorts and a tank top? She's too pale. I guarantee you, nobody thinks that. That's just something you've made up inside your head. Because, like, who cares? Like, back then, if you really wanted to do that, like, back then, tan girls were like the opposite. Fair skin look was looked at with highness, because girls with fair skin, they didn't work out in the fields. They were, probably important. Like Snow White, she was the fairest one of them all because she was a freaking, like, I think she worked, but either way, she became the queen or whatever. And the girls that were tan were the ones who usually worked, so they were looked, I guess, not down upon, but this was like back then. So, look at that. The roles have reversed. Tan is like, oh, she's so tan and gorgeous. And then a pale girl, she's like, ugh, she's pale. Like, why? Why does it matter? Like, they both have awesome personalities, so why are you automatically outruling the fair-skinned girl compared to the tan girl? Just because she's tan? Like, what does it matter what the pigment of your skin is? Like, it's whatever. And that's another thing that society is just a freaking life ruiner. It just sounds like, the more I talk about this, like, it's so crazy. It doesn't matter what bathing suit you wear. Now, bathing suits, I feel like, are definitely more open to everything. Like before, it's like you only wore bikinis, and if you wore one piece, ugh, you're like, which now I feel like the tall and skinny look is now not as popular, I feel like. It's more like curvy, natural women, which is great, but in a sense, then it's also burdening people that who are naturally tall and skinny, because now they're like, oh, I have no curves, so I'm not in, or whatever, not in, but like, it just flip-flops back and forth. Like, it's crazy. You be you. You're tall and skinny. You embrace it. You're tall and skinny. If you are a little bit curvy and have, quote unquote, like love handles or whatever, you rock that. You be you. Wear the body that you're in and embrace the body you're in. You're given this body for a reason, so treat it right. Love it. I guarantee you it will be great. Feed it the right foods, work out or go to the gym once in a while. It's just be you. You were put on this planet for a reason, so embrace the you, and life will be great, I think. But yeah, that was, I guess, my podcast for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and if you want to hear more, definitely let me know from Blabby Abby. But thanks so much for listening, and I hope to be back soon with another podcast. So, see you later, y'alls. And don't forget, love yourself. Accept yourself. All right. Bye.